Very good. Well, listen, Cardi B is important, but the most important person this weekend, according to our listeners anyway, like Carol Kavanagh says, amazing on getting into the final of Dancing with the Stars Ireland. You are amazing and a fab mum, dancer and great role model for many women. We're talking about Mairead Ronan, and I believe you've done it.
I've done it. She's on the line.
Unbelievable.
Good morning,
hello,
lads.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm exhausted.
I am so tired.
I'm so tired.
But listen, you're in Kilkenny now at the moment. You're going all across the country. And I think everybody else, Cleona and Johnny, everybody's doing it now.
Yeah, well, my John, as he's now called, my John, my dance partner, he is from Kilkenny. So we were invited down to Kilkenny to, you know, do a whistle-stop tour around Kilkenny and kiss a few babies in, you know yourself. So that's what we're doing today. But we have rehearsals down here, and we were rehearsing even before. I was chatting to you this morning.
Stop. Can you tell us about the format for Sunday?
Yeah, three of us left on Sunday night, but we all have three dances to do. We have the judges' favourite dance. They picked that one, obviously. And they want to see an improvement. Everybody thinks we're going to do last week's Viennese Waltz, but we can't do that one again because the judges gave us perfect scores on that one. It would be also our favourite as well, but, you know, it's too close to the final. So, no, two other dances. So, judges picked one that they want, that they really liked, but they want to see an improvement on. We've picked our favourite one, and then we have our show dance, and John has thrown everything at it. I mean, I'm not allowed to say too much, but two words, Broadway baby.
Whoa! Give him the old razzle-dazzle.
The only thing is, John turns me upside down in it. I'll be killed for saying all this, but sure, what are they going to do? Throw me out of the final.
Exactly.
Oh, God. I've kicked him in the head a couple of times when I'm doing it. Like yesterday, my heel made contact with the top of his head.
I love when you're doing the kind of the fast
the
ones.
The Latin-y ones. You're going at the Latin one. Route.
And you look so happy. You look as if you are born to do this, which is brilliant. You know?
Well, I felt our Samba week when we had the RTE Concert Orchestra. I've watched the show since it's been on. And before it was ever on Irish Telly, I was watching Strictly. And it's known as the dreaded Samba or the death dance. And they gave me the Samba that week. And I was like, oh, that's it now. Gone. That's it. It's all over. Because it's so hard. So I was half dead at the end of that one. And then the judges didn't like it because, you know, I didn't move my hips enough. And I thought they were flying around the floor.
Mairead, Today FM, as you know, is a little bit like the mafia. Once you're part of the family,
I would kind of call it the GAA more than the mafia.
Right, okay, right.
Anyway, the GAA.
Some of the other GAA members then want to say hello to you. Have a listen, Mairead. Here we go.
Mairead, so delighted you're in the final of Dancing with the Stars. Can't wait to see you lift that trophy, as your old mate Dustin would say. Go on, you good thing.
Hello, Mairead. Ed here. We're going to go all the way. You've gone from a complete chancer to a complete dancer.
12 hours a day, it's been a slog. No babas, no hubby, no Murphy the dog. But Mrs. Ronan, you'll always be our golden girl. So bring home that glitter ball on the back of a twirl.
Hi, Mairead. It's Alison. You have just blown us all away. Each performance, you've gotten better and better. And what's amazing is you're doing it for all the moms out there. So best of luck, Mairead. You can do it.
Mairead, it's Dermot here from Dermot and Dave. We are so proud of you. Your dancing is incredible. And to think you do it all with two wooden legs. Unbelievable.
Amazing. So listen, we just want to wish you the very best of luck. And I know you're a very sporting type, so I'm sure you want to also pass it on to your fellow finalists, Cleona and Johnny as well.
It's going
to be a great
show. No. Absolutely not. No, not at all. Don't root for me. Vote for me.
And listen, Mairead, I believe after getting into the final, you kept it real last Sunday night because you were spotted by one of our listeners in Macca's in Grafton Street having some chips. Lovely.
And you know me so well. I can never go out and not have chips.
Best of luck, Mairead.
See you. Bye.